They were two disasters which hit almost back-to-back, coming just weeks apart. First the Thomas Fire, then the 1-9 debris flow hit Montecito. 23 people died, dozens were injured, and more than 100 homes were destroyed. It was a traumatic pair of events for Montecito. On Friday, the community had a chance to thank the emergency workers who helped them as the U.S. Postal Service chose Montecito as the place to unveil a new first responder stamp. Oprah Winfrey took part, thanking the public safety workers on behalf of the community.
Thank you for never giving up. Thank you for your shovels and your picks and your axes and rummaging through the mud and rubble, listening for that cry, for a cough, or a moan, or just a breath of hope.
Like many Montecito residents, Oprah says there are some traumatic memories for her and her longtime partner, Stedman Graham.
I wasn't here for most of the Thomas Fire because I took the evacuation orders seriously. But I was here January 9th, fateful morning, when we were awakened by the blast of fire on the mountain that lit up the night sky like a napalm bomb. I said to Stedman, I think we've been nuked.
After the ceremony, Oprah talked about how fate spared her and Graham, while some of her neighbors weren't so fortunate.
I often think about the neighbor who lost her life like five houses down from me, who did the exact same thing I did. The exact same thing. She said to her boyfriend, come outside, look at this, and then was swept away. I said the exact same words to Sedman, come look at this. And yet we are those who managed to survive it.
She says for her, it really was a life-changing event.
You always think about those people who just went to bed the night before. They put their pets in their pet room, or they had their pets in the room with them, as I had all my dogs in the room with me. You said goodnight to your loved ones, and then you don't get to see tomorrow. So I thought, and I continue to believe, that it's a reminder to us all to live out loud.
She says things like the disaster make you realize how precious life can be.
You cannot experience anything like that, regardless of how removed you think you are, and not be changed by it. And so what I loved about what came out of it was how people came together, and you saw the best in people. The rising of compassion and the rising of a consciousness that says, even though I don't know you, I'm here to help you. So, you know, out of every dark storm, there you can find some light. And today we continue to find the light.
Oprah says helping to dedicate the new first responder stamp was another way of saying thank you.
The stamp is just a symbol of the spirit of that's represented with the first responders. You know, we don't have the words actually to say to them how we feel, because we owe our lives to what they did for our community. So I was here speaking for everyone else, not just for myself, everyone who would want the microphone.
But many of the first responders on hand for the event say it was a special thank you, complete with a photo.
Oprah, could I get one of you with the chief here?
Hey, let me and the chief get one.
Yay.
It works.
I got it. Thank you.
In Montecito, Lance Orozco, KCLU News.